Proposition 64 would legalize the recreational use of marijuana in California. I spoke to Daraka Larimore Hall, General Secretary of the Santa Barbara County Democratic Party. Statewide, the party has endorsed Proposition 64, and Mr. Larimore Hall began by noting a decades-long change in the attitude of party members towards the extensive use of marijuana in the state, and in particular to the burdensome costs socially, psychologically, and economically of incarcerating large numbers of mainly minority youth with little or no benefit to show for it. I'm going to start with a bit of a political question, Daraka, and that is, this is in fact a statewide endorsement, is it not?
Yeah, that's correct. The California Democratic Party has endorsed this ballot measure, and it's been a longstanding party policy to reform laws regulating marijuana for adult use. So, you know, it's been in our platform for several years, and after a lot of discussion and, of course, a lot of involvement by Democratic lawmakers and community leaders, 64 was the final compromise, and the party felt that it was, you know, very important to get behind it.
And initially, did you find any resistance on the state level towards this proposition?
Well, it depends on how far back you want to go. I mean, if you go back 20 years, it was very controversial for all of the expected reasons, fears of adding another, potentially harmful drug into the legalized mix that we have already, as well as questions around law enforcement. But, you know, two realities have been just asserting themselves really aggressively over the last two decades. And, you know, the first is the just completely outrageous incarceration rate in the state and in this country, and the absolute devastation that has meant for lots of communities across the state and across the country. So first that, and then secondly, the fact that as marijuana use has become more and more common throughout and all across the population, California is just missing out on a tremendous amount of tax revenue. I mean, if we're not taxing one of the largest agricultural products in the largest agricultural economy and state in the nation, that's just terrible public policy.
I'm glad you mentioned those two particular things, because those were the two major issues that I really wanted to bring up. The question of incarceration, an awful lot of extremely young people from mid-teens to mid-20s or in maybe 30 years old, they're in jail, and far too many of these, of course, come from impoverished areas, and that really means black and brown population.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, look, the incarceration crisis in this country is one of the major social issues that is facing our generation and the political leadership throughout the country and certainly here in California, where unfortunately we were a leader in mass incarceration from decades ago. So this is a crisis that has to be addressed. By no means is legalizing marijuana the panacea that's going to fix everything about our criminal justice system, but it's an important step forward. And I want to say that I'm really happy that here in California, voters have approved a number of very important criminal justice reforms that are keeping nonviolent offenders out of prison, giving them drug treatment, and allowing them to return to regular civilian life. That's very important, because in other states that have legalized marijuana, those kinds of steps didn't happen. So you have this horrific contradiction where there are still people languishing in prison for selling marijuana 10 years ago or 5 years ago, and then other folks making millions and millions of dollars selling it on the open market once it was legalized. So in California, I think we've done it just the right way, that we're first trying to holistically address the criminal justice crisis and the incarceration crisis, and then adding this to the mix as yet another tool to address it. Because the sad truth is, if you were a black kid selling dime bags of marijuana back 10 years ago, you would have been grabbed into the criminal justice system while, you know, a venture capitalist is making, money hand over fist, selling exactly the same product, a decade later. And that's something we have to watch out for as we move towards legalization.
Now, in California, we've had legal medical marijuana, of course, sold through licensed dispensaries for about 20 years. How would they fare as if this measure passed?
I think that they're going to do just fine. I think that there's going to be this is going to be a large market. And I'm glad, let me say that personally, and I know I speak for a lot of Democrats, nobody thinks that Prop 64, that this is the perfect approach or the perfect law. Initiatives rarely are. We're hopeful that between local ordinances and further legislation at the state level, some of the problems can be fixed. But I think that the existing medicinal marijuana industry and provision of very important medicine to people is going to be just fine after this. I think there will have to be some adjustments. And certainly, there are folks who are already, well established in the existing market who are worried about, their access to the market being, or their control of the market rather, being disrupted. And, that's a common fear amongst business folks. But I think we're all going to do just fine on the other end, as long as we stay vigilant and we're willing to supplement this law with additional updating and regulation.
You've also mentioned the possibility of a tax bonanza for the state. This is going to be a huge industry, an ancillary of the agricultural business too. But the state does stand to profit. I understand that an ounce of marijuana is going to cost about $9.25 per ounce, and there's going to be a 15% sales tax on top of that. If all things go according to plan, I don't know how much the state will eventually garner from this, but will that money go into designated pots to be used for particular causes such as education, health, rehabilitation, this sort of thing? Or is it
absolutely okay? Some of it will, as with all revenue streams in the state, will be subject to political battles. Generally speaking, I think we as a state have gotten a little bit tangled up in all of these earmarks and dedicated revenue streams for particular projects or particular state expenditures. It would be nice if there was a larger part of the budget that was open to political discussion. The fact is that we don't know exactly how much revenue it's going to generate. We have estimates of what it's going to mean in terms of the state coffers, but a lot of cities and counties are going to be taxing it at the point of sale as well. There's various taxes on the production of it. And the other thing to remember is that there's a ton of ancillary industries. It's not just the growing and cultivation of the marijuana and the processing it into a product. There's the edible industry, there's the paraphernalia industry, for lack of a better term. And these are all going to be creating jobs. They're all going to be beneficial to the economy and also all taxable economic activity. So I think it's going to be a game changer. We're obviously by far the largest political entity in North America that has legalized it or will legalize it if it does pass, and the law is going to have to catch up, and society is going to have to catch up, and basic human decency is going to have to catch up as we learn to adjust. But I think it's the right move. I think it corrects a lot of mistakes in the past. I think it's sort of common sense at this point, I'm very much looking forward to being able to talk about drug use and the recreational drug industry in a more humane and thoughtful way as a result.
Now, the greatest worry that a lot of people have about this proposition is that with the major expansion of this market and the industry generally, that the smaller growers and the smaller suppliers are going to be pushed out by big major corporate interests.
Right.
Is that a serious danger?
I'm very sympathetic to that argument, and I know that you know, there's sort of rival organizations representing growers, and that one of the major ones that tends to represent smaller growers is neutral on the ordinance, and they're kind of in a wait and see mode because they do have those concerns. And I think those are legitimate concerns, and we're obviously part of the back and forth and the policy tug of war that resulted in the final version. And it's one of the reasons why this may not be perfect. But I think that it's open-ended enough that just the radical, gigantic expansion of the legal market is going to allow room for lots of different kinds of businesses of different sizes. And if that turns out to not be the case, then I think, you know, folks have a very good case for tweaking the law and amending the law and making further reforms to make sure that we have healthy competition and that the little guy or little gal doesn't get squeezed out.
Well, certainly if that happens, it's going to take a long time before it does happen. I think there's at least a five-year breathing space anything radical will be changed on this and action can be taken at the legislative level.